Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So, hi guys, welcome to this tutorial. We're going to explore step by step for our headstand. So I'm going to do, over the next couple of months, I'm going to do some tutorials for different postures that I think that maybe a step-by-step guide will help you to be able to get into the poses maybe more efficiently, with more alignment, with more awareness, to explore at home, to build up, so then you can take it into a class environment. If there's anything in particular that you wish me to do a tutorial with, then please leave a comment below. I'm going to do a blog spot for every tutorial I do, explaining benefits, precautions, reasons why you definitely wouldn't do the pose, reasons why maybe, you know, you've got to be cautious, reasons, all different things within the blog spot. So you can go down to the link below to hit the blog spot to find out more information on each individual pose that we'll explore through the tutorials. Okay, guys, so within this headstand, we're just going to allow ourselves to get the strength in our arms to begin with. When we first start a headstand, we're wanting to allow our arms to take a little bit of the weight so that it takes the pressure away from the neck and also the head, because over time, obviously, the muscles around this area will strengthen so that the head can take more of the weight of the body, because you're putting all of your body weight on top of the head and the neck at this point. So by allowing your arms, if they're already building strength, by allowing your arms to take a little bit of the pressure, it just relieves off the neck, especially when you're building and creating more strength in it. So it's really important to begin with, if you're new to it, that you allow yourself to use the arms to really take the pressure away from your neck and your head, unless you're already really strong in that area and you know, no, I want to do it, I can do it with just my hands. But we're going to play with it with the arms today and get in the position of the arms so that they can support your head and your neck. Okay, so what we're going to do just to begin with is I'm just going to get you to bring your hands just behind, and you're just going to come onto your knees, and then all I want you to do is bring your forehead down, and then you're just going to allow yourself to lift your bum and just start to roll onto the top of the head as if you're going to roll to the back of the head. And all I want you to do is just feel the top of your head and then just roll back, because obviously this is where the pressure is going. Then allow yourself again to come from the hairline. Continue to roll, you feel that you move onto the crown, and then you roll beyond it and then come back, and just feel, you might feel, oh, there's loads of sensitive little points there, but just allowing yourself just to explore, and then all the way back. And then from there, I just want you to bring your forearms to the floor, and the arm positioning here, you want to make sure that your elbows are not too wide. Ideally, you want your elbows underneath your shoulders. So just bring in your hands so that they're just taking a hold of your elbows. And this is where you want them to stay, your elbows. So you're bringing your hands into a clasp. Now, if your elbows slip out, this alignment of the shoulder on top of your elbow reduces the strength. So you want to make sure that you've got it under. So it's like this portion of the arm is like a pillar that is holding up a building. So this alignment here is really creates strength, and it keeps it more secure and stable, and it supports. So allowing yourself just to be aware that your elbows don't slip out. And then you want to make a space for the back of the head. So just opening your palm so that the back of the head can then nuzzle in there. And then you want to make sure that as you bring the head down, you do not rest on the front of the head. You allow yourself to roll, almost like you're tucking your chin a little bit. But again, you don't want to go to the back of the head. So make sure that you're not allowing yourself to hunch it under. You're really allowing yourself to explore where the flat portion of the crown is, allowing yourself to find it, and then pushing. It's almost like there's a little positioning, a little dome on the back of the head, and that's where the hands are going to clasp, so you can see how far back my actual hands are, and they're around that little dome, and then the elbows are down, and then you're allowing yourself to bring your forehead under, roll over the forehead, past the hairline and onto the crown. The elbows are tucking in, you're activating your core so it's nice and strong, because it does strengthen around the core as well. And then you're wanting to allow yourself from this point just to see if you can bring your knees up. So as you bring your knees up, you can feel straight away the pressure that goes into the head and into the neck. And this might be just the position that you will stay with, just building your strength here. So you might just stay with sending the hips up, tapping your toes off, and just allowing yourself just to find strength in this position. Again, you're allowing yourself to push your forearms into the floor just to take that little bit of pressure out of your neck and your head. But your head is still definitely down. Bringing back the knees. I'm going to change my position. So again, from here, just bringing your head back down. So again, making sure again you're on the crown. Again, you can roll back and forward just to allow yourself just to find that positioning. And it might take a while for you to get the perfect positioning for you because the head tends to be tender. And then again, engaging your core and then allowing yourself to lift up them knees again. And then again, from here, now just maybe taking one foot off and then top it down the other foot. Top it down. Now you've got the wall behind you if you need it, just for support, so that you don't collapse back. Now engaging your core will allow your spine to lengthen and be a bit more supported. So I'm pushing into my arms there as I tap my toes off and then I might come back down. And then again, I'm pushing into my arms as I tap off. I'm engaging my core. This is first stage, so you might just find that you'll rest here. Your shoulders are moving away from your ears. And you'll feel here, wow, what an amount of pressure that goes into the head and the neck. So again, that's why we use the arms to stabilize us, to support us, and just take a little bit of pressure out. And then again, you might come down and rest. Otherwise, you might see where the wall is behind. And then you're tapping the wall, and again, you might send your legs up. Any point you need to come down, it feels uncomfortable, you just come down. Now you can take as many breaths that feels comfortable within the positioning. Again, making sure that your spine is one long line. So from the crown all the way up, as if you were standing. You were just standing up on your feet, but now we're standing on the ceiling. And we're allowing the spine to be lovely and long. And you're allowing yourself to ground through the head. The breaths are nice and deep. The arms are supporting and stabilizing the balance. And then from here, if you feel good, you can always come back down. If you feel you want to work a little bit deeper, you might allow yourself to bring one leg so you're trying to get it parallel to the floor. The other leg stays up. And then the leg comes back up. And then you switch. The benefits of this pose are immense. They're allowing all of the energy to go to the head, so it's stimulating all the follicles, all the blood is draining, releasing off any blockages within the ankles, within the legs, helping the digestion. There's so many, many benefits, stimulating into the eyes. So let's just find one more breath. And then when you're coming down, once again, you're just going to bring your knees in, bringing them in towards the belly slowly. And then you're just going to slowly and gently tap one foot down and the other. And then you don't bring your head up. So from here, you take a child. So you rest your forehead. You allow the arms to come behind. You let all of the blood drain back to neutral. So let all of your neck relax. And then just allowing yourself just to stay here for a good few breaths. Let all of the neck soften, all of your shoulders soften. Really releasing. So you feel that there's no more tension remaining in your neck or your shoulders after doing that. So on the blog spot, I will put on all different variations of what comes next after this one to help ease out any tension that might have been created. Also benefits of the pose. And also reasons why you might not do this pose. So you can stay here as long as you need to. And just build up into the practice, just slowly and gently with awareness. So thank you for taking part in this tutorial, guys. And again, give me a comment if you wish for anything in particular for me to do.